Yeah.
I was just going to add, so in my experience, I was just like, I've had enough, and I pulled my son out of school, especially after all the school board thing, and he started running away back to school. You know, it was already, that's where the group is, that's where the kids are.
Oh, yeah.
This is
yeah.
my social outlet. So, you know,
sure.
And it was heart-wrenching. Because,
yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
No, you've been involved in the full myriad of these things. I'm very grateful for coming on today. But I've been taking notes as you speak, and all the people you know and I know, I'll put them together in an email, and we see what we can put together as connect all these people up. I'm sure they'll all have ideas about what to do with this. Like, there's some very powerful people, Deborah Tavares and Vince Finelli, who nearly died a few months ago from C-130 sprayed his farm with chemtrails, and this silver substance came down on his farm, etc., 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 and he was very, very ill. So he's had first-hand experience of that, without a doubt. But no, we're over the hour. I can't hear the bumper music from Sam, but I think we're due to finish. But I didn't hear any bumper music today, Sam. Are we finished or what? But maybe he's giving me an extra few minutes. But no, I'll be in touch with an email, and we'll follow up this week. And I'll put in a phone call again to both you and Brian, and we'll take it from there. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. I'm very, very grateful. And I know it's a deadly serious subject amongst many we deal with. GMOs, fracking. I haven't dealt with that for weeks because of the election. But everything in this election and this administration affects everything. So it's all interlinked without a doubt. But okay, but thank you for coming on, and we'll talk soon. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you, PJ.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very much. I can't. Okay, very good. There's music. But okay, we'll be back this time next week, as we usually say, and we'll talk to you then.
This is Tim Spencer coming at you live from the Missouri Ozarks in the United States. Today is December 3, 2016, and I am your host, Tim Spencer. This is the Rural Survival Show. We have just a couple of great guests lined up for you today. The first one is Don Wiskin, the guy that makes Extendivite you hear advertised. Now, folks, this isn't an infomercial or anything like that. I use the product. I don't make a penny off of this. I want to say that up front. We'll get started on that, and Don will tell you about how to order and all the stuff in it, and I'll tell you what it does for me, and then maybe we'll have some people to call in that use Extendivite and see what they got to say about it. Are you on the line, Don?
I sure am. Are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Good.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a... I'm doing great. We had just a little bit of a technical problem at the RDN, and that apparently has been corrected. That's what the problem was. So, we're good to go now.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, we're here.
All right, so where do we want to start on this, Don? I mean, I can tell people how great it works for me, or you can talk about it first and say what's in it.
How about I lay out my first, and then
okay, go for it
from there.
Go for it, buddy.
Sure. 1994, my dad died from complications of bypass surgery at 62 years old. And in 1997, Brother Wayne, at 43, we found him dead in his bathroom. He had a heart attack during the night. He made it to the toilet, and that's where they found him, on the floor. And then in January of 98, my mom had a stroke right in bed. And wow. Then my brother Doug, I hadn't seen him since 1989. He showed up at the funeral. We were all at West. This was all in Ontario, but Doug lived in Calgary, and I lived in Vancouver. And then, so Doug and I saw each other for the first time in 1989. I says, "Doug, you're looking really good." He was 53. He said, "You can't believe how I feel inside." And I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, I just feel really bad." And 21 days after my mother died, he wound up having a heart attack. He wouldn't let the ambulance come. He had his wife drive him to the hospital. It was quite a ways. By the time he got there, he said, "You know, drop me off at the doors and park the car." He went, and by the time she parked the car and came back, he was gone. And that was February of 1998. And then in June of 98, around 10 to 4 in the afternoon, I just started perspiring. I didn't know what was wrong. I felt very uncomfortable. I don't even know how I wound up on the floor, but when my wife came home at 5:25, there I was on the floor. And so she woke me up and said, "You know, what's going on?" I says, I don't know. I says, "I think I'm at a heart attack," because I didn't have any chest pain at that point. And then she says, "Well, what do you want to do about it?" Well, the hospital was less than 5 minutes away. And I said, "Well, drive me over to the hospital." And on the way there, just as we came down the block before the emergency turnoff, I felt all this pain in my chest. And I didn't say anything, but that's when I started praying. And I said to the wife, "Drop me off at the door, just like my brother. Go park the car." I went in, and the lady said, "Sit down and tell me what's wrong." And I started throwing cards on the table because I knew one of them was a card. I said, "I don't really have time for this." I said, "I'm having a massive heart attack. And my wife's parking the car. She'll be right in." So I walked right towards the double doors, and I went to go through the double doors at emergency, and there was a doctor, and she grabbed me, and I said, "I'm having a heart attack." And she took me over and put me on a stretcher, took me up to all these machines, and every time that blood pressure band on my arm pumped up, I had such massive pain. And then that was it. I was gone. That's the last thing I remember until about 3 days later. I woke up in intensive care and checked myself out of the hospital in denial of what was going on. But they told my wife to go home and prepare for the worst because they didn't think I'd survive the night. And then I survived. But I went home and, you know, I wasn't feeling that great, but I was in denial. So a couple of days later, I had another heart attack, went back to the hospital and checked myself in, and they went through a bunch of stuff and told me I needed an angioplasty and kept me there for about 10 days to do all of that. And then when they were done, sent me home. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and I wasn't supposed to be able to work again, as my ejection fraction was so low that I didn't have the ability to even pick up a bundle of shingles. I was in the business of roofing, so it was very devastating. And then in January of 1999, I thought, well, I'm going to try and carry a bundle of shingles up the ladder. I'd been exercising, walking. I went to the Healthy Heart Program. Partway up that ladder, and I was thinking, I should throw this bundle off. I'm being stupid. But I kept going. I made it to the top. I went up on the roof. I set the bundle down. I sat down beside it and said, "That's it. You know, my life is over." Then a couple of months later, I came across this garlic cayenne stuff, and I thought, oh, what have I got to lose? I started taking it, and in August, I started getting some strange chest pain. So I called up my doctor, and she says, "Well, come on in." And she sent me for a bunch of tests. And it turns out the pain in my chest was blood and oxygen back in my dead heart tissue. And she couldn't believe it. My blockages were gone. She took me off of my pills that I was on at that time and said, no one will believe you ever had a heart attack. And she photocopied my medical records and gave them to me. And the cardiologist, right. He took me off of the rest of my medication. And then I started telling anybody who would listen about it. And here I am, 17 years later, still doing the same thing.
Well, that is an incredible story, Don. That really is. And in a way, it's a lot like mine, except I didn't know about Extendivite. And now I've got an implanted defibrillator. My ejection factor, last checked, was about a quarter of what it was supposed to be. Now, I've had 5 heart attacks. The last one that put me in for open heart surgery, I was actually out with my kids. We were clearing timber. And I was running this chainsaw, got a little bit of chest pain, then I got nauseous, got done throwing up, and went back to cutting. Well, about 4 o'clock the next morning, I couldn't breathe. Had my wife take me to the hospital, and that started 27 days of surgery, hospitalization, recovery, and everything else. And they diagnosed me with congestive heart failure and all that. But now, what this Extendivite has done for me, Don, it used to be, oh, we're only talking 2 months ago. I couldn't walk the 1,000 feet down to my mailbox and back with nonstop because my legs got to hurting so bad because of poor circulation. I mean, they hurt like a cramp hurts. And I'd have to stand in the driveway 5 or 10 minutes till it quit hurting and then try to make another couple of 100 feet. And nobody made me do that. I just wanted to get some exercise every day. And that was really the only way I could do it, because the doctors didn't want me doing anything to get my heart rate up, and they still don't. There's a lot of things I can't do anymore, too. But what I want to say is, with this Extendivite, now I can make it all the way from the house to the mailbox and back nonstop every single time. And
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and the only thing has changed is you sent me Extendivite about 6 weeks ago, and I've been taking it religiously. And that is the only thing that has changed.
That's good, because our product really does work for people that are, well, some people don't really notice the improvements because it happens so slowly and it happens over time. Weren't as bad off as you were, but they do start to notice that they're, legs aren't as heavy. They're able to, you know, maybe even go up the stairs after a few months on the product, which they haven't been able to do in years. You know, it.
Right.
It's amazing how just a few herbs work. But, you know, it's, I think what the real key is here, and it's taken me years to figure this out, even though I was told it a long time ago, I didn't connect all the dots. But it seems like we get yeast in the gut and the liver, and they create peroxides in the liver, and the liver, because the sulfur enzyme that's supposed to chop it up is over metals, it dumps those peroxides in the arteries, does more damage than free radicals, and they also, your LDL has no protection from these peroxides, so it in turn causes the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, and that's the beginning of blockages and actually a variety of other diseases.
Wow. Now, that is impressive, Don. That really is. You know, I was curious what this, I got to admit, I was curious what this stuff tasted like, one of the capsules. I opened it up. I'll tell you one thing, it'll make doggone good hot tacos seasoning.
Oh, yeah, that
I don't know if you ever tried that.
Spicy.
Oh, yeah. But, folks, what we're saying is all it is natural ingredients. If I have my glasses on, I can read them. Don, you know them by heart. Tell people what's in it.
It's garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And these are all herbs that were chosen from, well, the gentleman who made it for us studied pharmacology in Germany,
right,
and moved to Canada a long time ago, and He's been formulating products for many different companies, but when we asked him about formulating this, he's not a problem, and put it all together so that, you know, it would work. And we've been, you know, 17 years selling this same product, and it's worked really well. In 2003, like, we only had it in liquid form, but in 2003, we decided that it was the time to see if we could get it into capsule form, because a lot of people didn't like the spicy herbs and the alcohol in the tincture, and so they wouldn't take it, but nobody seems to mind taking a couple of pills.
Right. Well, you know, I've tried the tincture, too, and I didn't really care for it. Of course, I mixed it with another tincture I take, and that's probably why. I take Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, too, and I decided to mix them both together. You know, and that just didn't work for me, buddy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I mean, our drops are as strong as they are. But, you know, we had a doctor. Every February, we have a big Heart Month sale. And a lot of people buy a year's supply at that time. And they, you know, carry it over through until the next February. And we've been doing that for the last 17 years. So this will be our 18th Heart Month sale this coming February.
Wow. But
we had a doctor call 2 years ago. Is it 2 years now? Yes. He called in February. He listens to John Stadtmiller all the time on RBN, and he listens to RBN in the morning and during the day. He just, you know, he likes it. He was having breakfast with his kids and listening to some of my commercials and having a chuckle. But he decided to try it himself because he had a regular heartbeat, high blood pressure, shortness of breath, a variety of other things, and he used to like to run, but he couldn't run anymore because of his irregular heartbeat, his blood pressure, and his shortness of breath. So he started taking our product. He bought a year's supply. And I usually say 6 months down the road, your doctor's going to be scratching his head saying, I don't know what you're doing, but, you know, keep doing it. It's working for you. He felt good at 6 months. His irregular heartbeat was gone. His blood pressure was normal, and his breathing was way down. But he said at 1 year, he felt great, you know, after taking it for a year. He was running again. He was running further than he had ever been able to run, and he was very, very happy. Well, this past January in 16, he went to his doctor to have all of his tests done. And his doctor did all the testing on him and called him in and said, you know, look, we're both doctors. You and I both know people don't get better when they're as sick as you were. What did you do different that allowed you to get better? And he said, well, I started taking Extendivite. And the doctor could not believe that that's all he did. And so he called us up, and he's been taking Extendivite himself since, well, January. So kind of hoping that he's doing really well as well. But you see, doctors in the States, they can't work with natural medicine, or they lose their license to practice medicine. So I can't even get the doctor to give me a testimonial because he could lose his license. And, you know, he only studied to be a doctor in the 80s when they taught a lot more science. And, you know, he's very happy with the results, and, you know, he'd like to keep working. So he has a family. So he can't afford to lose his license over coming out and saying, this is what Extendivite did for me.
Exactly. Yeah, I can understand that. Now, I don't have that problem, of course. I'm not licensed as anything anymore. But, yeah, I can understand where a U.S. doctor would have a real problem doing that. Definitely. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm in Canada. Four of our provinces in Ontario, in December of 2000, the doctors were allowed to work with natural medicine without execution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons. They just don't study it. And my doctor is very, very impressed with what I've been doing, and he's taking it himself. But he says, you know, I don't really know a lot about it, but it seems to be working.
All right. Hey, guys, we got our break right now. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Folks, if you use Extendivite, call in and tell us what you think about it. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is the Rural Survival Show. I am your host, Tim Spencer. Today is Saturday, December 3, 2016, and we are visiting with Mr. Don Liskin, who is, I don't know, Don, do you call yourself the inventor, the marketer? I don't know what your title is with Extendivite.
I'm a survivor.
Roger that.
No, I'm not the inventor or anything. I was just an ordinary person who wound up with a heart attack, and you know, even after I'd lost all my family, if I could have found this long before, you know, we could have made a lot of changes. But unfortunately, I didn't find out about it until 1999. And then in 2000, I gave up everything I was doing. I gave up my roofing business. I went on radio shows in Vancouver. Things just started to change. Shortly after that, in the early 2000s, well, I've been with Republic Broadcasting Network since they started around 2003 or 2004. So
right.
I've been over 12 years with Republic Broadcasting. And, you know, it's just such a rewarding thing to have people call up who, when they first call, they need some encouragement to buy it because they're not sure if it's really going to work for them. And they're looking for some reason to take it. And I wind up being able to convince them. They become happy a few months down the road when they call for their second bottle and their third bottle and their fourth bottle. They just keep getting better and better and better.
I had one guy, he was in Vegas, and he used to bother us all the time. He was a big man, and he heard, you know, the pharmacist on another show say, oh, you know, if you're bigger, you need to take more. Some of the other companies who are competition to me said, you know, you need to take more, you need to take more. I told him, you just take one capsule three times a day. That's all you need. I don't care if you're 350 pounds. And, you know, he bothered us a lot in the beginning, but all of a sudden, he stopped bothering us.
Right.
Because he felt the effects. He knew it was working, and he knew he didn't have to take more.
Right. You know, something you said just a moment ago impressed me, and it needs to be brought out. Folks, I don't think people would come back for their second, fourth, fifth bottle year's supply of Extendivite if it didn't work. What do you think, Don?
I know I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. You
know, I'd think I was wasting my time. This is $69.95 for a two-month supply, and if you don't order it off of Amazon, you could pay shipping. And so out of Canada, when we ship it to you, it's $79.95.
Right.
You know, that's $80 a month, or $80 for 2 months, I should say, $40 a month. That's a lot of money for some people.
It is.
We do have some people who can't afford it, and they just send us a check every month for, you know, half of the price, and they just keep taking it because, you know, they're on a limited income, and we understand that, and we want them to live long enough to take more of the government's money on their pension.
Exactly. Well, I'm on a fixed income, too, and with a family of seven, with what the VA pays me, I'm tight on money, too. And by the way, thank you for what you sent me. It is most sincerely appreciated.
Well, we're gonna keep you going because we want you on the air, and we want you healthy, and we want you getting back to all the things you used to love to do. It may take time, but you'll be there.
I am so looking forward to it. When I was on the show with you with John Statmiller here a week or so ago, I guess it was last week. Anyway, you know, you mentioned the possibility, because it happened to you, that my heart could actually start regaining function, and I might eventually get rid of this defibrillator, which would make me incredibly happy, because right now I can't do my favorite thing, which is welding, because I'd be, you know, bouncing around like a bottle rocket on the ground, you know, in that magnetic field. So,
yeah, I was unaware of the welding and the defibrillator, you know, bothering each other. And I have a friend who, in February of this year, he had a stroke. And, you know, I don't know how he made it to work, but he drove to work. And at work, they said to him, you know, they asked him a couple of questions, and he was totally lost. He didn't even know his own name.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Know how he even made it to work. But they sent him to the hospital. They gave him the blood clot bursting drug.
Right.
I went there that evening to see him, and, you know, I guess it's time for a break.
Yeah. It is our break, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Please give us a call, and we'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-7900.
800-998-0911.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop fibromalic.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. This is Tim Spencer. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show on RBN. Today is Saturday, December 3, 2016. We're visiting with Don Wiskin, and our call-in number is 800-313-9443. Go ahead and give us a call if you want, folks. All right, Don, back to what we were talking about before we were so rudely interrupted by that required break. Anyway, you know, like I've said, when we were on Mr. Stattmiller's show last week, you were mentioning how you got, you know, the use of your heart back. I guess your ejection factor went up significantly also, but it would have had to, wouldn't it?
It went back to normal, and that's, you know, that's all I could ask for.
Wow.
Yeah, well, my heart rebuilt itself. My problem was the 35% of my heart that was damaged during the heart attack because I waited too long to go to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah, that's what makes a big problem.
I always tried to make it to the hospital. I think, yeah, that one time I wasn't, quote, sure I was having a heart attack. And but by 4 o'clock the next morning, believe me, I knew I was. And if I hadn't waited that long, my ejection factor probably wouldn't have been that bad. So my advice, folks, if you think you're having a heart attack, please go to the hospital, because the sooner they can get the blood flowing by putting in a stent or medications or whatever, the less damage there is to your heart. And I know that for a fact. Now, what I'm looking forward to Don, is getting to a point where I can have this defibrillator removed. I'm a fairly skinny guy. You know, here I've got something the size of a smartphone, or maybe a little bit smaller, between my skin and my ribs. And believe me, if I bump that thing even with my arm, you talk about pain. That hurts. I mean, it's not really, really bad pain, but it's sure enough to get your attention. So I'm looking forward to either this coming year or the next year. They're doing that thing where they test your ejection factor. I forgot what they call it. Like they look at babies through the mother's skin, that machine. Sonogram, I guess.
Yeah. It's a Doppler. They go ahead and they can see the actual. I mean, I remember having that done, and you can hear the whoosh, whoosh
right.
of your blood as it's being pumped through your heart, and that's what we want.
Right.
But Well, before the break, I was mentioning my friend the welder, who had the stroke in February, and then in April I got him to start taking the Extendivite. Well, they were going to put a defibrillator in him in August. But in August, when they checked him out, he'd been taking the Extendivite since April. So April, May, June, July, August. So he had been, 5 months taking it. And he was in his 6th month at that time. And they said there was too many blood clots flowing through his heart for them to want to do anything. And the only reason the blood clots would be flowing through the heart was if we were releasing them from the arteries and he was able to, the blood clots were able to be moved around and disposed of, because that's what
right.
this product does. Well, anyways, he has an enlarged heart, congestive heart failure, and, he had that stroke. And they were wanting to put the defibrillator in because his heart was too irregular. And just like yourself.
Right.
But he didn't know that he would have to stop welding, because he went back to work in September. He works 3 months on and 3 months off. He's 60 himself. So, he didn't want to do that.
Right.
But he's feeling a lot better and he can't explain it. And I'm hoping every month they take him in and check him out because they think, you need the defibrillator. But since August, they're looking at him like, what the heck are you doing? Because you're not bad anymore, and he's still working. So I think this
right.
month he's off because he's just worked the last three. But they haven't done the defibrillator on him. His heart is shrinking back to normal size. The clots are cleaning out of his body. They're just in awe. They don't know what to say. But the thing that I say, since I figured this out, since I figured it out with a naturopathic doctor, is that the peroxides have to be out of your body, because all of the buildup of the cholesterol is just, there's nothing for it to do except stick in the artery and cause a blockage. I have written on my website at heartdrop.com on the home page. If you just scroll down, I have a whole lot of information on the first page. But why does cholesterol build up in arteries but not in veins? Now, arteries are like muscles, and they get damaged by the free radicals and peroxides that bump into the arteries and cause the damage. And the cholesterol is just a Band-Aid until that area can be repaired. But your body can't repair it because it's not getting the right nutrients that we need in our diet. And that's where these herbs come in. These herbs are packed with nutrients that we need to help the body repair this damage. And that's why we ask you to take Extendivite at least 3 times a day. One capsule before you eat 3 times a day, or 15 drops of the liquid under your tongue without food, because you don't need food with the liquid. And,
right.
Our bodies are quickly use up these nutrients in the beginning, and only over time does it start to store the extra nutrients for when it runs out. And that's when you start getting fantastic results. Usually in the first month, we notice a change in the complexion of people's skin who have had way too many toxins built up in their arteries. And in their liver, as we start getting these toxins out, the complexion seems to improve. It's just like on my website, I have Jeff, who had carpal tunnel syndrome. I've been using Jeff for front end alignments for years. I went in there one day and he's working on my truck, and one of the other guys said, "Well, you do that heart drop stuff, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And he says, "Well, you know, Jeff here has carpal tunnel syndrome really bad. Like, you know, he can hardly hang on to his tools half the time." And so I started talking to Jeff, and he was telling me how at night he has to lay with his hands hanging over the side of the bed, and even then they still bother him. And so I said, "Well, here, I'll bring you some. Start taking this stuff." So he started taking it, and it wasn't very long before he said the ringing was gone in his hands. It was like they were always ringing. I don't know, you know.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Okay, that's good.
It's sort of also like the feeling after you get done at a dentist when the Novocaine starts to wear off. It's also sort of that feeling, too.
Well, it wasn't long. He says, you know, it didn't happen overnight. He says that right on the video. But this video I take after he's been almost 2 years on the Extendivite. So, you know, he forgot about the little things. And one of the things I said to him, too, is I says, you know, do you notice that you look younger? Has anybody mentioned that you look younger? And he says, no, I didn't notice that. But I did, because, you know, the complexion on the skin is so much better after you start getting the toxins out. And it really does make you look younger. And, it also helps with varicose veins. It takes the pain away from the veins. So it's quite amazing, the little things that it does that all add up to total health.
Well, it sounds like it. You know, one thing I've noticed for myself with this poor circulation in my legs, they used to be, I don't know exactly what the term is, splotched or mottled or, you know, dark and light patches. And I asked the doctor about it, and he said, well, that's from, you know, poor circulation.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a diabetic also, so that doesn't help. But what I noticed is in the past couple of weeks, this modeling on me has started to fade and fade a lot. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. Compared to what it was, I mean, for a while, it actually looked like I'd been walking in dust with no shoes on, you know, and then got a little bit of water sprayed on me or something. I mean, that's what it looked like. But now it's really starting to fade. And not to mention the pain has gone on my legs when I walk. So, you know, those are two of the things I personally have noticed. And I think it's great. Now, when you're talking about the carpal tunnel, what I've got is basically carpal tunnel, but my elbows and one wrist. Well, actually, both wrists now. But boy, I'd love to see this stuff work quick, because I'm scheduled for surgery next month.
Well, I don't know what
to say. I really can't put it off.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I have a friend. He actually helps me with my commercials. And he was a guitar player. Well, he is a guitar player and what have you. But he had carpal tunnel syndrome in his hands, and they operated on his right hand, but not his left. His left is where, you know, he does all the fingering, and he really didn't want that done. Well, when we met, we talked about that, and I says, well, you know, that sounds like poor circulation, because we had a 73-year-old woman who liked to sew, and she wound up with carpal tunnel and couldn't sew anymore, So she called us up after taking the Extendivite for about 3 or 4 months, and she said, oh, I'm sewing again. And I said, oh, you had your operation. No, I just took the Extendivite, and, you know, I've been able to sew again. So she got it back. Well, the same thing with my friend Rick. He wound up his left hand never had the operation, and he can still, you know, really wail on the guitar, whereas if he had that carpal tunnel operation, he may not have been able to play it as well.
So, man, that's excellent. Hey, guess what? We got a caller. We have, I saw it a second ago. Oh, on Skype too, sorry. We have Jerry in Chicago on line one. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Tim, and good morning, Don. And I got a question for Don. I started your Extendivite program maybe 3 months ago, but because I take other supplements, I didn't follow the directions. I just take one a day. Am I wasting my money, or do I have to take the two?
We actually ask you to take three. Now, we have some people who have taken one a day and got some benefits, But normally it wouldn't work. You really need at least two minimum, and three is what we actually suggest you take in the beginning. Now, if you take two, when I say 6 months down the road, your doctor's going to be scratching his head. It's more like 8 or 9 months down the road before the doctor's scratching his head just taking two, because your body just uses it up way too fast.
Well, if you're my doctor, you'd be scratching your head 8, 9 years apart, because I don't go to a doctor for every little thing.
Doctors can be expensive.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I got good insurance and everything else like that, but I only have to pay 20%. But still, all in all, I don't believe in the American Murder Association.
Yeah, I understand. In 1961, the drug companies stopped all the studying of natural medicine in North America, and in 1963, they started writing the textbooks that doctors learned by. So there's a hidden agenda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they also killed Kennedy in 63, and they put it out there for everybody to see, you know? But, you know, I was going to tell you, too, I also take ginkgo biloba as a supplement. I take, I put cayenne in a drink. I put ginger, turmeric, clove. So, I mean, I'm getting a lot of the same properties, and I do a garlic supplement, too, that your Extendivite has. That's why I'm only doing the one.
Well, actually, you know, you can eat cloves and cloves of garlic, and you're not going to get the same benefits because it doesn't have the stabilized allicin. You know, in our liquid, for instance, the herbs continue to cook even after they've bottled it. So when we get it, sometimes it has a very green taste to it. You can taste the greenness of the herbs, but about a month down the road, it starts tasting more like the spicy herbs. And if you keep the bottle around too long, it actually turns darker and cloudy, but it's still usable, but it's just, you know, high intensity. But we've had a lot of people try all these herbs individually, but it seems to be the synergistic process of them putting it together that the stabilized allicin, the proper herbs, they just seem to work, whereas the other herbs worked a little, but they didn't work like this.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Starting tomorrow morning, I'm going to start taking two every day, and I'm going to see. I really can't tell the difference, but I see this with the guys I work with that are younger than me, and they're dragging their rear end after a 10-hour day, and, man, I'm ready to rock and roll, you know?
Cool.
Well, you're doing some of the right things. You know, you're looking at alternatives to try and keep you healthy, and, you know, that's the way to go. I mean, I wish I had have found out about the Extendivite long before I lost my parents and my brothers, because if they would have taken it, and that's a big F, they would still be around.
Well, I passed out two of your bottles, one to a cousin and one to a friend. And the friend told me he did notice the difference, and he had high blood pressure and this and that, and, you know, so I said, why don't you start taking this stuff? And if it works for you, why don't you start buying it? You know, now, I don't know. It's more important to go out and buy some new toy, like a remote control helicopter or a drone or something like that, than it is to take care of your own health.
Or a cup of coffee every day, because even that costs more than the Extendivite does.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Hey, I'm a firm believer in your product, so you don't have to sell me. But I appreciate everything you do and your product. And, Tim, thank you very much for taking my call. You guys have a blessed weekend.
You too, Jerry.
And we'll hear from you in the future, Jerry, when you start taking two a day and maybe even three. Health Canada, when they approved our product, they suggested that people take two capsules twice a day. But we've been doing the three capsules, you know, either one with breakfast, two with supper, two with breakfast, one with supper, whatever you do, for so long that, and it works. So I wasn't about to increase the number of units in the bottle and say, oh, take it four times, you know, two twice a day, four capsules a day. But three capsules work, and two capsules does. It just takes it a little longer.
Right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. You guys, God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling.
You know, Don, one thing I was thinking about, you know, I had my first significant heart attack when I was 40 years old. you know, if I was had known about Extendivite then and I started taking it when I was, say, 35 years old, I probably would have never had the first heart attack, not to mention the next four after that.
Most likely not.
Yeah, so I'm thinking younger people, not just older guys like us, but younger people ought to be seriously looking at this too.
Well, they say that, what is it, one in five men 40 years old or over have at least an 80% blockage in one of their arteries, and they don't even know it.
Right.
I was 95% in one and 75% in the other three.
Yep, and I was 100% in one, and they didn't know how I was alive. Okay, folks, we've got our break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Calling numbers 800-313-9443. Go ahead and give us a call.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tim Spencer. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, December 3, 2016. Don, we got a couple of callers on hold. Let's go first to Susie in Arkansas on line 11.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
You hear me? Okay, you're hearing me okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to tell you, Tim, do not let them... You're talking about a carpal tunnel operation, right?
Actually, it's on my elbows. It's the same thing as carpal tunnel, and then my wrists later. But the here's the thing.
The elbow is known as tendonitis.
Well, what they're planning on doing is taking the nerve and implanting it in the muscle. What it's gotten so bad that I can't even write with a pen anymore. So I appreciate your advice, but my life is pretty much over if I don't get this done.
Well, that may be, but I'm in my 70s now, and I used to do deep tissue therapy based on acupuncture points. And I had a little lady whose hands bothered her a lot. I begged her and begged her and begged her. She wasn't even a client of mine at the time. She was just a friend of a really good client. And I begged her, do not let them operate. And a few years later, she was one of my clients. She said, oh, I wish I had listened to you. Now, do you go to a chiropractor? Or
Occasionally, I do.
Okay, a really good chiropractor? And
possibly actually.
Try acupuncture.
I have not tried that.
It might do the job. I mean, if somebody like me could get a hold of you, you would not have to have the operation, I promise you.
Wow. Well, I will check that out. It's another month before that's scheduled to happen, so I got time to check that out.
Well, I'd keep putting it off a little bit and just give the other a little time because I'm telling you. And the other thing that you can do is there's a lot to be said for rehabilitation exercises. And stretching your arms.
I've been going to physical therapy 3 times a week.
Well, I'm not too big on physical therapists, but they can help. But I hope they're making you stretch your arms over your head.
Oh, yeah.
Slowly. See, another thing about physical therapists is most of them are young, and they were taught by the medical system, and they have not experienced the pains that we have as time goes on.
Right.
So they can and will overwork you. I had 2 situations of that, too, where I begged the people to slow down. They would come to see me, leave feeling great, go to the therapist in a few days, come back hurting again. I mean, she couldn't make any ground.
Okay, understand. So, Susie, I really appreciate your call, but we got a bunch of callers holding, and feel free to call back next hour, too. That goes for everybody. Dave in Nevada, followed by John in California. Both of you guys are probably going to have to hold over through the break. But let's go ahead and go to Dave in Nevada on line one.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I'll just keep mine really quick. I haven't had a heart attack yet. I'm in my 40s, but a friend of mine recently passed away because he had a heart attack, and he went straight to the hospital for open heart surgery, and he died there. I want to start taking the Extendivite more as a preventative measure.
Right.
So I'm wondering, before I even get to that point, because I know that heart issues get serious for a lot of guys, especially with, hypertension. So I was wondering, what would be the protocol for someone like me that's in their 40s and they just want to use it as more for energy and as a preventative? Like, would it be once a day or what would you guys recommend?
No, I always recommend that you take it 3 times a day. And if you take it for about a year, that should get you going. And then you can take a couple of years off, but then you'll have to do it again because you're always exposed to bad
weather. All right, guys, we got a hard break. We got a hard break. We'll be back next hour with Jeff Harness, and please stand by.
Increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.